This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, and the famous Alec Medford rocking the show today.
We finally did it, guys. Got rid of Mike.
No.
Finally.
Mike will be back on Monday.
Pushed him out of here.
Mike will be back on Monday.
We sent him, to the bullpen in the sky.
As far as I know. I mean.
In the sky.
I guess it could change, but as far as I know, Mike will be back on Monday.
He doesn't even know where he is right now.
I don't know where he is
right now. I don't know where he is right now. I bet he's in a hot tub or something.
Buying eggs.
Complaining about it. I mean, God,
I can see that.
It's up $1.40. This is ridiculous.
Is it the bird flu that's causing this, or is it politics?
Dude, it could be both. Because maybe politicians inject flus, you know? And I've heard people say stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Tariffs on the vaccines, man.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying I've heard theories. So
just like when I had to read those love notes in Crosstalk, like I'm just reading it. I didn't write things.
Exactly like
I
that.
I didn't.
But Mike's not here today, and so we're going to give you a kick-ass show. That's
okay.
The plan.
Okay, so if Mike was here, would we not try as hard?
We'd take a load off and just half-ass it most of the day.
Dear God.
That's the goal.
All right, go ahead and give me cut number one if you can, because the Mavericks win again, and then they kind of lost too.
Here's a double team on Dinwiddie. Leaves his feet and finds Max Christie. Flings it over to Najee Marshall! Straight music!
That's great dribbling.
Now, do you want to talk about how the Mavericks beat the Heat, and that's sweet, and they've won four of their last five, and the only one they didn't win, they lost by 1 point in overtime, or do you want to talk about the other thing that we found?
All right, let's start with the fun part then. The fun part is this team of, I'm not even going to say misfits, because they weren't even cast off as misfits. They were just a bunch of people that have been collected. And somehow Jason Kidd's like, yeah, we're going to play great basketball, guys. We're going to figure out ways to win basketball games. We're going to stay close. Kessler Edwards actually is going to hit 3 of 4 three-pointers.
You like Kessler Edwards.
Play phenomenal defense for me. What's going on with this guy? Max Christie seemed like he was 1 for 100 from three yesterday. But even still, there's a thing about his defense. There's a quality about him that you're just like, man, I love the youth. The way they have to play right now is they have to run. Their style is they have to run. So you're not going to get Kyrie and Klay on back-to-backs because of the way that they're having to play basketball.
Sure.
But whenever they can go out and put that kind of roster, that kind of lineup out there, and they're getting offensive points, they're playing really good defense, I got to give Jason Kidd and his staff a ton of credit for getting them ready. And the line, I think it was Kyrie that said, you know, there is a lot of noise, but in here we're focused on the game that each night.
Okay.
And that's a big deal, man. That's very difficult when people are asking you lots of different questions about how are you ever going to get by without Anthony Davis? How are you ever going to get by without Luka? And all these things. And then you got to go out and execute and play a game. I got to give Jason Kidd a ton of credit for keeping the thing the thing. And that is what's on the court.
And just for the record, you can still be happy about the way they play and still be upset about the trade.
Absolutely.
Right? Like those can be.
I still miss Luka.
Sure.
Last night as I was rolling through TikTok, I saw him headbutt a ball backwards to Austin Reeves. And Austin Reeves was like, holy crap, what did you just do?
Do you miss Luka more than he misses three-pointers?
But like when I saw it, I was like, that's the Luka we get. Like, that's the Luka I'm going to miss. The fun, the dude that loves playing, just goofing around and playing basketball because he's that good at it. But there is this part of you that's like, did that rub off on everybody else? Maybe they got a little distracted because they saw their guy going out there and doing it. Maybe they couldn't focus too. I don't know.
Have you caught up in the fever of angry people because Jason Kidd said the guy that we did have here, everything ran through him instead of saying Luka? A lot of people on social media have time on their hands and they are very upset about this.
That is an interesting dismissal of his name. Like, why would he not say, I guess because he doesn't want to remind people, you know.
I don't know. At this point, couldn't you see the Dumonts handing down?
Like, we're not supposed to say Mike's name after he leaves. That's what the boss told us in that meeting the other day.
He was like,
once he leaves, never say his name
again. I do not remember that.
You refer to him as that baseball guy or something.
Oh, okay.
Voldemort.
Yeah. He who is not spoken about.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. But the Mavericks win, and they win again. You got some of the Kessler Edwards show, which is weird.
Dude, Dante Exum was your leading scorer. What?
As we all predicted.
Again, and somebody just texted in, yeah, there's a lot of movement. There's team defense. It looked like college basketball at one point last night. It really did. The way that they were moving defensively, I was like, this reminds me of college. And all these players are kind of right on that edge of being, are they real NBA players? Or are they just, you know, kind of, they're out of college and they're on this roster. It did look like it at times, but it was fun.
But I can't let anybody get too excited about this.
I know. I keep trying to avoid it.
Because we have no bigs, and the news came out yesterday. Last night, I do believe. And I don't know about you guys. I definitely said a curse word as part of this, but I'll change it to sigh. Are you freaking kidding me? When I saw the headline that, remember how we talked about Daniel Gafford would be reevaluated in 2 weeks? And we said that doesn't mean he'll be out 2 weeks. He'll just be reevaluated. We got the report from last night from Shams. Grade 3 sprain of the MCL in his right knee. He will be out at least 6 weeks. Which point I quote tweeted Sharanya and said, please stop reporting about my team.
Yeah.
Because what's everything deal, you write bro? Is devastatingly sad.
Yeah. Remember whenever he gave us the Rondo trade and he called into our show and we talked about it?
Yes,
for a bit.
Actually, I do.
And that
it's
was
all
bad.
Downhill.
Yeah, it was bad news there, too.
All downhill.
Come on, Shams.
And so now you're looking at what? Probably best case scenario. Any of the bigs come back in a month?
Right. And OK.
So I'm excited.
What's a month from now?
March 14th.
March 14th. How many games you have left after that?
I would have to look.
Okay, let's pull up the schedule, Kevin. Let's go find the Dallas Mavericks schedule.
I'm looking at it right now.
How many games we have left
you
after that?
You have like 15?
15 games. You're currently in eighth place right now.
14.
14 games? Today's
That's
February,
not a bad guess for just eyeing it.
Today's February 14th. You got to stay afloat in that eight range until then, at least. Because I can't guarantee that they're going to be back then either. But you got to stay afloat. This team, these guys, they're working hard. Do you think that they can't do it?
Can I just play devil's advocate?
They beat the Pelicans.
Neat. Can I just play devil's advocate for a minute? You say they need to. Do they?
Okay, explain.
All right, so
I think once you get a couple of those bigs back, I think you're a really good playoff
team.
But
that's what makes me nervous. Derek Lively might come back at the end of March, beginning of April. Daniel Gafford's now going to come back at the end of March. Anthony Davis might just have avoided surgery, and they're like, let's see if we can wait a little longer and see if things take care of themselves, and then maybe we'll have
to. That usually works out.
Yeah, that always. And then maybe we'll just have to go ahead and announce surgery anyway. So you're not getting a lot of those players back until the end of March. So I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. I get it from a playoff perspective, what you're saying, but from another perspective, are you like, look how easy it would be to just tumble down just a little bit and get a draft pick? This is a deeper draft than last year, a way deeper draft than last year.
We're in flag is next year?
No, yeah.
Flag's this
flag
year?
Is this
You're not
year's
getting
draft.
Flag this year. It's okay. Not happening.
You're right. Except
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
For that tiny 2% part of me that believes, hey, if the person I'm not supposed to speak about, whose name is Mike, is allowed to believe...
You can wait until 2 weeks from now. Yeah, you're fine there.
If he can believe in the conspiracy theory that the NBA, not like forced, but kind of wanted the Mavericks to do this, and the Adelsons don't really care, and they just want to get gambling accepted and all that, I can believe in the conspiracy theory that the NBA really wanted this to happen for the Lakers, and they said, but if you can miss the playoffs, will take care of you with Cooper Flagg.
All right. And if that's the case, I'll accept it.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the case, I just don't believe that Jason Kidd's not going to try his best each for night sure. to have those guys ready. And the way that these guys are, they're looking at it as this is their chance. A lot of them are G leaguers that are like looking sure. at it. You know, like Kessler Edwards was a G leaguer. Brandon Williams was a G leaguer. You see that play he made last night, that pass that he made? That was awesome. And so these guys are looking at it going, this is my opportunity to shine, and I got a coach that's given me the freedom to do it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where
you see more of a run of Omax.
Yeah. And, that's these guys that are athletic and long and bouncy are very excited to be out there. Now, will people pick up on what they're doing at some point and good teams pick them apart? Probably so. You go up against a Denver, that's going to be a struggle. You know, you go up against a very talented Oklahoma. Well, I mean, you go up against the Celtics. Maybe it's a different story after. You know, we saw what happened when we were in New Orleans. They look pretty good. But I'm very interested to see what they can do to keep this team afloat until they get their serious pieces back.
And you know how we can have fun with stats.
And then your depth. Okay. When you get those guys back, your depth looks amazing.
This is where I'm conflicted. Because somebody texted in, to be fair, Anthony Davis is going to be back in 3 weeks. I don't know if I think that's the case. When you hear rumblings that he might have just avoided surgery and they're going to like wait it out a little bit. It feels like, is he? Yeah. Or do they know deep down he probably needs surgery, but they want to space it out from the trade as far as possible as to not take the massive PR hit that's inevitable. Derek Lively, look, he could come back maybe at the end of March. Daniel Gafford, he can come back maybe at the end of March. But if I knew, that's the tricky thing about injuries. You know, if I knew like Daniel Gafford had gone on a 3-week hiatus to find himself, and then I'd be like, okay, he'll be back in 3 weeks. But I don't know if he'll actually be back in 6 weeks. And that's the trouble. Mm-hmm. Because if you could tell me end of February, Anthony Davis is back and you just got to hold tight until the end of March, when both of your other bigs come back, I would be like, let's effing go for it. But I don't know any of that. So part of me, I don't want them to stop fighting. But part of me wonders, would it be the worst thing in the world to see them just drop, and hopefully everybody comes back healthy next year. You got another pick, or use that pick to make another trade or whatever the case might be. And then you can go all out.
I feel like there is a part of the fan base, Alec, that is hoping for that because they want bad for the franchise. Like they're upset clear, with the franchise.
Can I make clear? I am not in that category.
I just
want this for the draft asset, mm-hmm, and the ability to make your team better. Cause you're 100% right. I still love the Mavericks, even if I'm really mad at them right now. They're like a family member to me, you know, like I'm so mad at them, but like, they're still,
I'll welcome you back in my home.
They're still my brother. So I'm like still going to root for them. So I'm just saying I would be okay with that strictly from a draft perspective, not from a, I want this team to fail because I hate the trade perspective.
Yeah. I think that there is a group that's in that mindset. Another group that is like, all right, let's start looking forward. And I think there's another piece of them that's a group out there that's saying, let's hold on to this as long as I can. We got an all-star break to relax. How many of our one guy's going?
So yes.
You like the rest of the group, the other guy. Take a breath and let's check this whole thing out. Jason Kidd's going to be sitting there trying to come up with a new plan, you know, for the next month or so to see how things go.
All right. Somebody texted in that Max Christie needs more love. So let's have some fun with numbers here. Are you ready?
Ooh, fun with numbers is not as fun with flags, but I like it.
Ooh, I might be able to change your mind about that.
All right.
So Max Christie, going back to his last game with the Lakers, has now scored at least 15 points or more in 7 straight games and all 6 of his games with the Mavericks. There we go. Since the trade of Luka Doncic, Max Christie is averaging more points per game for the Mavericks than Luka is for the Lakers. And that is a stone cold
scoregami. Oh, I thought it was.
I mean,
my bad. I missed that one.
But that's a fact.
Dude, that's awesome.
So who really won the trade?
We did. Obvious.
I'm just kidding. People, relax.
Not only did we
just
get
relax.
Anthony Davis, and we moved on from Markieff Morris, who said, hold on, somebody wanted me? Like
the money thing.
Yeah. We got to move on from that. Now we got a star, a future star who I think is actually going to be around for a minute.
See,
man.
And actually I'm with you on that. Again, this is the thing. I always like the way Reggie phrased this, you know, two things can be true that almost seem like they're kind of at odds, and you're allowed to be like, I don't like the trade still, cause I think you could have gotten more assets. But then you look at Max Christie, it's a small sample size. I get it. It's a really small sample size. But you look at it and you're like, hey, he could be like a legitimate player with us. He's worked his way up. I know he's a second round pick, but 3 years in, he started half the games this season for the Lakers. Now you see he is entrenched as one of the main guys for the Mavericks. And it seems like he's really doing a good job with his opportunities, both offensively and defensively. If you want to tighten up the three-point shooting a little bit, I hear you on that. But
they have a lot of freedom, though, to shoot like that. So,
and he turned 22 earlier this week. So that doesn't mean I have to like you got one draft pick.
And
back.
He's not Luka. Like that is a reality.
For sure.
That is a reality.
For sure. But like,
but he's a blast to watch.
It's one of those things where I'm not saying it will play out like this, but at least you see like, hey, do I feel good about Max Christie? He's super young. I know he gets hurt and we're still worried about that. But could you feel good about Derek Lively? We've been up and down with Hardy. You're starting to see more from Omax. Not saying anything bigger than that, except for while you do have older players like Kyrie, like Anthony Davis, maybe they are trying to build the underneath with some of the younger talent to be able to pick up the ball.
From the 817, Kevin and Corey, this is your old friend Merlin. Stop giving me fake Mavs hope and let me be sad. It's time to be happy again, all right? We got a polar vortex coming in. We need some of that heat coming off of us, all right? So,
hey,
let's get happy.
I told you it would be fun with numbers. That just kind of goes to the idea that, like, you can use numbers to prove
whatever you want.
Pretty much. 87% of people know that.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
It's actually closer to 90, I heard.
It could be. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on, you know, this is a great point. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to do that. Brunson was a second round pick, too. Brunson is a great example of what we talked about either yesterday or the day before, that like it takes time sometimes for people to become superstars. Mm-hmm. Like I know Anthony Edwards rolls right into the league and you're like, holy crap, he is amazing from the word go. But then you look at Jokic, like maybe the best player in the league. And if not, no worse than the second best player in the league.
Got to click.
It took a while. Jalen Brunson, it took a while. Max Christie, not to say he'll be on that level, but he's looking like he could be a damn fine little player for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not little player, player.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.